Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, recovery mission. New details on that bridge collapse in Baltimore.
At this point, we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive.
As the investigation into how it happened moves forward, we're on the scene with the latest developments. Plus, sleep impact. New research out this morning on how long you sleep can affect blood pressure, what you need to know and how to reduce your risk. Then, wait, what? A look at the unexpected impact from those popular weight loss drugs, women taking the medication and getting pregnant, even if they've struggled with infertility or are using birth control.
It may have been a shock and not at all in our plans, but we're open to it.
The details straight ahead. And who's the boss? Is the star of The Bear taking on a new role as Bruce Springsteen? We've got the scoop coming up in Pop Star.
Let it rip.
Today, Wednesday, March 27th, 2024.
From Silver Spring, Maryland,
here for our 15th birthdays.
Sister Shrimp
from San Francisco
and Fresno, California.
It's Lex's first spring break
of kindergarten!
Visiting from Morristown, Tennessee.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Palm Bay, Florida.
And Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Good morning to our grandmas!
Watching Napoleon, Minnesota!
On a mother-daughter trip!
For my 18th birthday!
Hi to our sister Tatum!
And my husband Kyle!
In Columbia, Missouri! Today is my 50th!
Good morning, Savannah and Hoda!
We're visiting from Miami!
Because we are turning 10!
Double digits! Love it! Morning, everybody! What a great crowd out there! And the sun is starting to peek out here in the Northeast. Good morning. Nice to have you along on a Wednesday morning.
We got to go track down those little girls. Oh, 10 years old today.
Little girls are our people. Yeah. Love that. Let's get right to your news at 8 o'clock. The recovery mission is underway this morning. After that devastating bridge collapse in Baltimore, divers are back in the water at this hour, searching for the 6 construction workers who fell into the river. NBC's senior national correspondent Tom Yamas is in Baltimore for us with the latest details. Tom, good morning.
Savannah, good morning again. We've actually received some breaking news just moments ago. The NTSB has now recovered the ship's voyage data recorder. This is one of the first steps for investigators to figure out how and why that massive cargo vessel lost power, causing the riverboat pilots that were operating it to lose complete control, setting off this crash and collapse.
This morning, divers back in the water searching after that cargo ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing its shocking collapse. And this morning, NBC News learning the NTSB has located the ship's voyage data recorder. Similar to a plane's black box, it should help investigators find answers to what went wrong on the dolly causing that deadly crash. Officials announcing overnight the search and rescue operation for 6 missing construction workers is now a recovery mission. Maryland Governor Wes Moore speaking to Hoda and Savannah this morning.
They had no idea that them going to work was going to turn to a deadly occurrence. They were fathers. They were sons. They were husbands. They were people who their families relied on.
The wife of construction worker Miguel Luna telling our sister station Telemundo he was working on the bridge at the time and she has not heard anything about his whereabouts. The vessel, identified as the Singapore flag container ship Dolly, was headed to Sri Lanka. The ship's operator, Synergy, says all crew members have been accounted for and that it's cooperating with the investigation. The crew aboard the ship sending a mayday call just before striking the bridge. That signal giving authorities just enough time to close the bridge to traffic, likely saving lives.
And Savannah, one thing we do want to point out as we start to mourn those who likely lost their lives here, this accident happened in one of the worst possible areas, right? Just yards from that bridge. But it also happened at 1:30 in the morning. If that ship would have lost power right now or even earlier around 7 o'clock at the peak of commuting times, so many more people would have lost their lives. The whole country will come together to try and help Baltimore get through this, but this could have been so much worse. Savannah?
Indeed, Tom. Thank you very much.
American journalist Evan Gershkovich was back in a Moscow courtroom yesterday after a year after his arrest. The judge ordered him to remain in jail on espionage charges until at least late June. But Evan's parents tell Andrea Mitchell they're not giving up hope.
And it's been a year, as you point out. Did you ever think it would last this long?
Well, we are very much aware of the cases before. We knew that it's going to be a marathon, but still had hopes that it will be sooner. And a year, should be brought to some kind of resolution. And we'd like them to keep working as hard as they can and do whatever it takes to bring Evan home.
It has been hard. He spent all four seasons there. He spent his birthday and all the holidays, and we want him home as soon as possible.
So heartbreaking. Gershkovich and his employer, the Wall Street Journal, of course, deny those allegations. The U.S. government has declared him to be wrongfully detained.
Well, there's a new study out this morning, and it looks at the links between a lack of sleep and high blood pressure and hypertension. And for more, we're joined now by NBC News medical contributor Dr. Natalie Azar. We talk a lot about sleep around here because of our lack of it, typically. But the top line takeaways from this particular study, what did they find?
Yeah, so in this study, they were specifically looking at how long you sleep and whether that could potentially increase your risk for high blood pressure. And indeed, they found that individuals who slept for less than 7 hours a night had a 7% increased risk of high blood pressure. And if you slept less than 5 hours a night, that risk increased to about 11%. Obviously, it's important to say this is not cause and effect. This is just an association. But I think it reinforces how important sleep is potentially in our cardiovascular health.
And were there particular risk groups?
There were. So this association was stronger in women than in men. They don't speculate why. There's a couple of different reasons. Maybe, you know, women who have high blood pressure during pregnancy or gestational diabetes could be at a higher risk potentially. But what was interesting was that the risk didn't increase with age. You know, we often think of high blood pressure increasing with age. It was anybody under 60, the risk was there.
A lot of people work these kind of tricky jobs during the week.
Yes.
Figure on the weekends they'll sleep in and they'll make up for it.
Yeah.
But would that reverse any of the effects?
So I will never tell my patients to not sleep in on the weekend. But I think it's wrong to think that if you acquire all this sleep debt through the week and then just sleep in on the weekend, that you're reversing all of that. A regular sleep schedule is so important. It's so important for what's called your circadian rhythm. You know, but again, it's okay to sleep in a little bit, but never, ever, ever think that you're going to get away with it. I always feel so bad when we have topics with you guys in the morning. But
and you know, then you're trying to tell us we can't sleep in the weekend. Goodbye, Dr. Nye.
And you can, goodbye, and everyone see you again. But yeah, but so, you know, a couple of pearls for people. Like, I think the takeaways here are get your blood pressure checked.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's an important thing. Make heart healthy choices and try to stick to a regular sleep-wake schedule. And you heard it here first.
Thank you. Thanks. Well, the excitement's been building for several weeks now, but this morning we finally have a winner, a Mega Millions ticket. One worth a staggering $1.1 billion was sold in New Jersey.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Here are the winning numbers. If you're waking up in Jersey, 7, 11, 22, 29, 38. The Mega Ball is 4. This is the fifth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. Of course, we don't know who won that massive prize yet. And actually, we may never know because in New Jersey, lottery winners are allowed to stay anonymous. If the person chooses the one-time cash payment option, it's worth $537 million.
Wow, so.
People say you're supposed to take the lump.
Yeah,
and
I think you are. Take it, absolutely.
Are you taking note of all of our crew members from Jersey to see if everybody's here?
I haven't seen Gerard.
Okay, maybe it is Gerard. He could be the one. All right, guys, if you have not had breakfast yet this morning, we think this one is going to make you hungry. McDonald's is adding a brand new item to its menu. It's something most of you probably already know about. The fast food giant is planning to sell Krispy Kreme donuts at its restaurants nationwide by the end of 2026. Roker just poked his head out. The rollout will actually start later this year, but it'll take about 2.5 years as Krispy Kreme more than doubles its distribution. McDonald's says customers won't have to worry about the 11 a.m. breakfast cutoff anymore because donuts sell all day long.
Wow.
It's worth it.
Yes.
You know what they need to do?
What?
They need to make a Krispy Kreme McMuffin.
Like a sandwich with egg and sausage.
Oh, yes. Right there.
And you know who brings Krispy Kremes in every Friday? This guy right here. Yeah.
My kids think that he brings Krispy Kremes every single day. They're like, did you bring home a donut from Mr. Roker?
I'm the Krispy Kreme fairy.
Yes, you are.
There's no better donut, bro.
Yeah.
Coming up, Carson's got a packed pop star this morning, including some big casting news that fans of Ted Lasso are going to love.
All right. Plus, an unexpected impact for some women taking those drugs for weight loss. Surprise pregnancies. We're going to take a closer look at this, but first, these messages.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're back, 8:13, with a new phenomenon tied to those increasingly popular drugs for weight loss.
Yes, some women who are taking them and have struggled with fertility or even on birth control, well, they're getting pregnant.
NBC's Ann Thompson is here with more on this. Hey, Annie, good morning.
Good morning, Hoda and Savannah. We know these drugs can help you lose weight. They can also help you regulate your blood sugar. And in Wegovy's case, reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke by 20%. Well, now some women are revealing an unintended consequence.
It is the talk of social media.
I'm pretty sure Ozempic got me pregnant.
Women sharing their stories about new weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic.
I stopped the medication at 3 weeks when I found out I was pregnant.
To say despite infertility issues or birth control, they're getting pregnant.
I got pregnant on a GLP-1.
Including Deb Oliveira.
Yes, I was taking semaglutide, which is also known as Ozempic.
It's very welcomed. It may have been a shock and not at all in our plans, but we're open to it.
The 32-year-old Michigan mother of two struggled with fertility, including two miscarriages and a stillbirth. Last November, Deb turned to Ozempic to lose 20 pounds. She says her birth control usage was inconsistent.
Deb, were you warned that these weight loss drugs could increase fertility?
No, I was honestly unaware until after I found out that I was pregnant.
Fertility specialist Dr. Lucky Seacon has followed this baby boom online.
You're not surprised by any of this.
I'm not. I think for anyone who understands the interplay between body weight and ovulation, hormonal balance, and fertility, it's not surprising.
Because of the role, she says, obesity can play in infertility.
How can these weight loss medications lead to an unexpected pregnancy?
Excess weight can really influence the hormonal balance. So if you lose the weight and that normal hormone balance is restored and you start ovulating, that can make you more fertile.
The phenomenon, now tracked by Novo Nordisk, the maker of Wegovy. It has an online Wegovy pregnancy registry for patients and providers to help healthcare providers, patients, and researchers better understand the safety of Wegovy and other weight loss medications during pregnancy. And in statements to NBC News, both Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly point out there is information on the package inserts that these drugs may cause fetal harm. Users are told to discontinue the drugs. But not all these drugs are the same. Dr. Seekon says Mounjaro and Zepbound can also impact the effectiveness of birth control pills.
These medications will work by slowing the motility or the movement of food through your gut. And that can lead to a lowered absorption of the medications that you take orally, like birth control pills.
Do they need to use a second form of contraception if they don't want to get pregnant?
That's the recommendation. Yes.
Now, there are warnings on both Mounjaro and Zepbound that these drugs can make birth control pills less effective. They also warn that taking these drugs while pregnant could harm the unborn child. Savannah and Hoda.
All right, Annie, thank you.
NBC News medical contributor Dr. Tara Narula is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You laid it out pretty well. Are you surprised to see these results?
I think it's really interesting that we're talking about this because so many people don't know. And I think there are two things really going on. You heard a little bit in the piece, but essentially, we know through research and clinical data that essentially being obese, overweight, or having syndromes like PCOS can decrease fertility. So by taking these drugs and inducing a weight loss, you're potentially regulating the menstrual cycle and ovulation and improving fertility. That's issue number one. I think the secondary issue is you're changing the potential absorption of oral contraceptive pills because these drugs work by changing gastric motility. So you may not be getting as effective amounts of your birth control pills, which could cause a pregnancy that may be not intended. And also some of these drugs cause vomiting or diarrhea. Again, that decreases absorption. So those are the two reasons why I think we're seeing Ozempic babies.
There are people who are struggling with infertility who are thinking to themselves, maybe after seeing this, well, wow, if I use this, do you think it will increase my chances of having a baby? What's the answer there?
The message is not this is a fertility drug that women should be asking for. I think the bigger picture is that when women are obese or have some of these metabolic syndromes, we like to improve their status before they get pregnant because we know that obesity can be linked to gestational diabetes, preeclampsia, eclampsia. So, for example, if a woman was younger, wanted to get pregnant, was obese, she may talk to her endocrinologist or cardiologist about getting on these drugs for a period of time to reduce her weight and then stopping for about 2 months before a planned pregnancy. That's really what's recommended.
I mean, if you suddenly find yourself pregnant and you've been taking those drugs, you should stop taking them immediately, correct?
Correct. So again, we heard in the piece, you know, these have not been studied in pregnant women. We don't do trials of drugs on pregnant women. So we have no human data. We have animal data that does suggest there can be miscarriage, some birth defects and growth issues. So the recommendation is if you are pregnant to stop, if you're taking it to stop 2 months in advance because you need that washout period. We'll have some clinical data, but not for another probably 5, 6, 7 years.
What is like a lot of people, you're on Ozempic and you do not want to get pregnant. So you are on birth control. Is there anything that you can do?
Great question. So drugs like Mounjaro and Zepbound actually say on their label that this may decrease the potential effectiveness of oral contraceptive pills. So it is important for women who may be getting some of these drugs offline through telehealth or without a doctor to understand that they may be at increased risk of getting pregnant if they're taking it. So they may want to use, and the label says this on Mounjaro, barrier methods or non-hormonal contraceptive methods for the time that they're on those drugs.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Narula.
Okay. Redundancy. Right? Yes. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Narula. What's up, Al?
Always good to have a backup plan. All right. So for today, we've got a lot of wet weather, especially along the southeast. Flood risk there. Chilly and breezy in the midsection of the country. Sunshine through the southwest, but we got a western washout developing in the Pacific Northwest. That's your latest weather. Best time of the morning.
Who's ready for Pop Star?
We are. All right, lots to get to. We're going to start with Jeremy Allen White. The new project is asking if the Bear star was born to run. According to Variety, the actor's in talks to play Bruce Springsteen in an upcoming feature. It's set to take place during the making of the Boss's 82 album, Nebraska. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see it.
Right? Yep. Young Bruce.
Easily. See it right there.
No question. Can he sing?
Probably. What can't Jeremy do? Well, we're going to find out. We don't know if this is actually going to happen, but we like the idea of it. He is busy right now playing not the Boss, but the Bear. Seasons 3 and 4 are actually shooting in Chicago. They'll expect it to be returned on television in June.
Oh, good.
That could be cool, though. Next up, Matt Damon and Chris Hemsworth, the two Hollywood A-listers, have been buddies for a long time. Damon even making a cameo in not one but two of the Thor movies. Well, now they're bonded for life. On social media, artist Trudy Lyons shared this snap of the pair at a recent tattoo session.
Oh, gosh.
It's a nice little moment there where Thor himself is holding his buddy's hand while he's getting a tattoo. The wives are there having a laugh at the whole thing in the background. I'm not sure what the tattoo is.
Did they get matching tattoos?
I don't know. We're going to find out, though, eventually.
Oh, we need a follow-up.
Yeah. Next up is shrinking. This dynamic duo is officially growing because next season Ted Lasso star Brett Goldstein is trading in his Roy Kent jersey and joining the cast of the show.
He's not
unfamiliar to it. He worked behind the scenes on season one. He's actually co-creator and EP of the show. He'll be in some good company. When Shrinking returns, if you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Of course, alongside Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. No word yet on when we're going to see that on-screen debut, but season two is currently
Harrison
in production.
Harrison Ford is a revelation. His comedy in this.
But also just the whole topic, too.
Funniest. It's such a great show.
It is a great show. Next up, it's Wednesday, Hoda. You know what that means. What? Brand new episode of Making Space. QR code, put it up. Scan it, everybody. Good combo this week. Best-selling author, public speaker, and Harvard professor. He wasn't my professor at Harvard, but I never had him. I didn't go. Arthur Brooks, who shared this advice on choosing happiness.
For me, it was like, I try to tell my kids this. It's like, sometimes you do get to choose happiness or unhappiness. You get to choose, you know,
Well, you can act the way you want to feel. That's a very famous principle in psychology called the as-if principle.
Yeah.
Act the way you want to feel and then you will. And part of the reason is because you can fool your brain. So your brain says that I'm going to act happy when I feel happy. And it turns out if you act happy, then you will feel happy.
That's just, we call that on the street, fake it till you make it.
Yeah. By the way,
as if theory is the same thing.
By the way, Arthur Brooks, he's the guy who wrote the book with Oprah. He's got another book called From Strength to Strength. He teaches that course at Harvard that you cannot get in. It was one of my favorite episodes. This guy was killing it. Like, I didn't want it to end. When it was over, his person was like, why is it over? So anyway, I want to go back and listen to it.
I can't wait to listen to it. He is a guru. I mean, he's huge.
He's incredible. Check it out. It's so good.
All right. Well, Making Space with Hoda, wherever you get your podcast, be sure and check that one out. And there are new podcasts released every Wednesday. Quickly, we got to wrap it up. Finally, our 16 bracket in honor of March Madness after two rounds packed the tense competition some shocking upsets, mind you. Let's take a look at the Tasty Treats, where they're at in the semis. Great face-off. Cookie versus candy bar. Chocolate chip cookies came out on top. Snickers. Too bad. Oh, down south. What a blowout. Ice cream froze out. Gummy bears. 93% of the vote. How many points ice cream had? 235. That's what they scored.
Wow.
Offense in Fuego last night. Let's take a look out of the West Coast. Bake this. Cake crushing donuts. Buy donuts.
Of course. Yes.
Cake. Yeah. You see the stalwarts here? There's the whole
blue cake
chips.
And cookies.
Finally, in the candy counter, fudge beat out Swedish fish.
Okay.
Let's advance it to the next round.
Yeah.
So here you go. Chocolate chip, ice cream, cake, and fudge. This is leading up to, well, first of all, if you have chocolate chip and ice cream, put them together, you have Chipwich.
He's right.
Chipwich is
very good.
There can only be one winner, though, Carson.
Cake and fudge, you might have Fudgy the Whale from Carvel. Fudgy the Whale versus Chipwich. Interesting.
I'll
work on that for the next
time. Carvel.
We'll see how it goes, though. Cast some votes.
Today.com.
Vote.
Today.com.
Wherever.
/ food.
Okay. That's right. Still ahead this morning, our new Shop This List for Spring Fashions, including something new at Target.
My head hurts.
From Diane von Furstenberg. How about that?
Oh, it was a big
Fudgy the Whale cake.
Yeah, it was a lot of
Monday would be Friday.
That's a
stretch. We promised that we were going to see the 10-year-olds who is celebrating double digits. Where are the 10-year-olds?
10-year-old girls.
Were they right here?
Hi, girls.
Are you guys 10?
Yeah.
Double digits, what's your name?
Antonella.
I'm Sadie.
You guys are cute.
Where are you from?
Happy birthday.
Miami.
Welcome.
Aww. Happy you came. It's good to
Happy
see
birthday,
you.
Happy birthday, cuties.
Sweet. All right. Coming up, guys.
This young lady.
I know. This is my friend, Cammy.
Did you take your picture?
Cammy from Indiana.
Yes.
Oh.
Isn't she
Happy
a doll?
Happy 18th,
18.
Sweetie. Way to go, girl.
All right.
Happy 50. So many birthdays.
I've
All right.
70.
Coming up. We got Chef Alejandra Ramos is here, but she's not cooking today. She's helping us shine a light on some amazing women-owned businesses in the food and drink world as we celebrate Women's History Month.
I love that. Plus, we've got style expert Melissa Garcia here. She's going to share her favorite fashion items for spring, including, and people are fired up about this, Target's got a collab.
Oh,
a collab with Diane von Furstenberg, DVF, and everyone's clamoring for it.
Yes, indeed.
Can't wait for that. So exciting, that news there. Also ahead, our massive Start Today community is looking to eat healthier by a little advanced meal planning. So we're asking registered dietitian Vanessa Rosetto to help create a special guide just for us. You're going to want to see what Vanessa comes up with.
What's great about it is it gives you the whole shopping list, everything you need, and then all the recipes that go with it. So we're excited about that. And I hope you'll stick around for our third hour because we're going to help you better understand your metabolism, what it does for your health and your attempts to lose weight, as well as your metabolism too fast or slow. We've got all the answers coming up on the third hour.
All right. How about an answer to the weather?
What's all right. So, well, let's take a look and show you your weekend ahead, because we all like that. Friday, nice day in the east, some snow in the New England, rain and snow out west, warming up in the plains, some snow in the northern plains. Saturday, rain and snow around the Great Lakes, another big storm comes into the west, flood risk in California, a beauty of a day on Saturday down through the Gulf. Sunday, Easter Sunday, sunny skies in the east. We got spring warm through the south and the lower Mississippi River Valley, but out west, a bit of a mess. And that happens to be your latest weather here.
Hoda's over there.
There's so much Saint swag. Let's just say hi to this lovely. Come here, come here. This lady brought us all New Orleans bags. What's your name?
Hi. Happy birthday, Joey. You're 45. Yeah.
Here we go. All right, we are coming up. We're celebrating Women's History Month. Alejandra Ramos is shining a light on some inspiring female-owned businesses shaking up the world of food and drink. But first, this is Today on NBC.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Welcome back. March is Women's History Month, and this morning we are shining a light on innovative and inspiring female founders who are making waves in the food and drink industry. And these trailblazing women, they're crafting incredible flavors, and they're carving out their very own paths. And here with us to introduce them is Today contributor Alejandra Ramos. Alejandra, good to see you. I love that you're shining a light on these women in these businesses.
These are incredible women. They've got incredible stories, and it's just such a privilege to be able to share them.
And also, we should point out that everything we're seeing on this table is healthy and delicious as well.
Exactly. It's healthy. It's got great stories. It's absolutely wonderful.
Let's start with Fresh Bellies. Tell me about these.
Fresh Bellies. All right. So I love this. This is the founder, Saskia Sorosa. Uh-huh. She grew up in Ecuador, came to the U.S., went to college here, had a career in marketing. She was a VP of marketing for the NBA. And when she started her family, she kind of wanted to go back to her roots. Her father was an entrepreneur, a banana farmer, and she wanted to celebrate those bold, adventurous Latin flavors with these snacks that are great for kids, for the whole family. They're freeze-dried fruits. They're little puffs.
They're delicious.
We've been snacking on them.
I mean, yeah, these are definitely go-tos.
Fantastic.
All right. If you love a good salad dressing, I love this called Dress It Up Dressing.
Dress It Up
Brilliant.
Dressing.
Tell me about this.
Sophia Maroon, and I love this story. This is a true family story. When she was growing up, her dad was diagnosed with diabetes. And so her mom was like, we got to get the sugar out of everything. Went fully from scratch. And she started making these salad dressings that her brother was like, this is a business. So Sophia decided to prove them right or wrong. You know how siblings are. And it took off. She started making them with friends. Then she started selling them in farmer's market. One guy from Whole Foods tried them, put them in one store. This summer, they'll be nationwide.
Stop it.
And the idea, it's dress it up. It's like the perfect dress that you can dress it up. It works at all times. And she says, you know those days when it's like, All I can do is to give the kids like frozen fish sticks, but she does a little salad with this and she feels like parenting win.
If you are counting carbs, if you have diabetes or whatever, 1 gram of carbs in that.
Exactly. Yeah,
really,
there's no strange ingredients. Everything is like ingredients we
know. All right. Take me to Baloo.
Baloo. So this is another wonderful story. So this is Lindsay Goddard and Erica Hess. They were friends at the University of Pennsylvania, reconnected as adults. And after years of working in the commercial real estate industry, they decided to kind of turn their focus on wellness and on mental health. And so they founded this. It's a sparkling water infused with adaptogens and nootropics.
Love
basically
it.
Things that make you feel good. Super tasty, great flavors.
All right. I love the name of this. Partake. These are sweet. Tell me.
Yeah. So Denise Woodard was inspired by her daughter's allergies. And she wanted to create cookies that had that same nostalgic flavor, but they can be enjoyed by everyone. So these are all free of all the major allergens. They come in. There's chewy versions. There's crunchy versions. She also makes like waffle mixes. Like it's really expanded. But what I love about her, she started by selling off her engagement ring, clearing out her 401k. Yes. And then she became the first Black woman to raise more than $1 million for her company.
Can I tell you, I'm so happy we're spotlighting these women. You know, when you put everything on the line and it pays off.
Absolutely.
All right. What's this? Copper Cow Coffee.
Yes. So the founder, Debbie Wei Mullen, inspired by her Vietnamese heritage, she was working at the World Bank as an analyst, working with these impoverished countries. And she wanted to find a way to kind of better the supply chain for coffee, created this. This is all Vietnamese coffee, incredible flavors. And what I love is a lot of flavored coffee has artificial flavors.
Sure.
She really uses the cinnamon sticks, the vanilla beans. This is churro. This is her favorite flavor.
It's so good.
I was like, I want to try the churro flavor.
By the way, so how do you make it? You just pour water over it, or is there a machine?
Yes, you can get the regular coffee beans or ground coffee, but there's also, these are pour over. So all you do is you boil the tea kettle and you can take it to go, like bring it on the, you know, it's a nice to go coffee product.
All right. And our last one.
Last but certainly not least, Better Sour, founders Bella Hughes and Samira Nikou. They are both from Hawaii, but also from Iranian heritage.
Wow.
And so they talk that Iranian food, it's the cornerstone of it is sour flavors.
Wow.
So they combine those tropical fruits, the sour flavors, and these are, they don't have coatings. They are made from sour fruits.
Oh my gosh.
They're so delicious. These are fantastic.
If you want to, so it's like a healthy Sour Patch Kid.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's really good.
Yeah. And it's really about just getting people excited about those natural, real flavors, which are just as delicious.
Alejandra, every single one of these business people is amazing. I'm so glad you spotlighted them.
Great to spotlight them.
Thank you. All right, Savannah, over to you.
All right, thank you so much. Coming up next, we've got Melissa Garcia here. She's going to share some favorite fashions for spring, including affordable designer dresses, stylish sandals, and much more. But first, this is Today on NBC. We are back with a very stylish Shop This List this morning. This morning, we are featuring trending fashion items for spring, including a brand new Target exclusive collection from iconic designer Diane von Furstenberg, DVF. We've got style expert Melissa Garcia with us. Don't forget, you can scan the QR code, add everything to your cart with just one click. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
These designer collabs fly off the shelf. So these are still available?
These are still available as we speak, but they really go quick.
Okay.
So Diane von Furstenberg, this is her first collaboration with Target, exclusively at Target. And I don't know one dress that's like more universally flattering on every woman's shape and size than like a DVF wrap dress.
Yes.
These are so beautiful. They come in a ton of different sizes, colorways. If you can feel that this is actually like a nice lightweight sweater material, but really works so great if you have any like graduation parties, engagement parties, bridal showers this summer, packs well, great for work.
Yeah.
I mean, grab these while you can if your size is still available, because these will really fly and they're machine washable, which is even better.
That's amazing. Really cute. You can wear them with a heel or with a flat.
With a flat.
And these sandals look like kind of a designer knockoff, or they call it a dupe now.
A dupe. These are beautiful. And we were just saying we love flats because our heels are kind of rip our feet apart.
Yes.
So these are beautiful. Online reviews, women are saying how comfortable they are. They actually have a memory foam footbed.
Yeah, feels
so you can feel, really nice. They're beautiful. You can wear them dressed down with maybe jeans, a tank top, or dress them up with a nice maxi dress, a cute little
interesting colors. Like this is like almost a denim. It's really cute.
I love the denim. Silver is always fun. I mean, there's a great variety of colorways that you can choose from. And just $19.99, like you can't beat these prices.
Get two.
Get
too.
All right, let's talk about this tank top. This is really pretty because it's like a mock turtleneck, but not too much of a turtleneck.
Exactly.
Like I'm choking in my dress today.
I know a lot of women get concerned with turtlenecks, but this is a wearable turtleneck. Yeah. Like you were saying, it's a mock turtleneck. And we all need these essential layers in our closet. This is their ribbed turtleneck. It's great because we usually see this ribbed tank top as more of a scoop neck. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit more sophisticated, I feel, as a mock neck. It feels a little more tailored. And I love that you can wear a regular bra because your bra straps won't show. It gives you nice coverage on the sleeve. And what's great about this, 8% spandex, a ton of stretch, machine washable, only $10, a ton of colors.
$10?
$10, small to 4X.
So it'd be pretty under a blazer or something, too, if you had for work.
Exactly. Perfect right now under a blazer. And then as it gets warm, you can wear it on its own.
Now, cargo pants, are they back?
I feel like they've been back for some time now. And now they're just sort of like here. I feel like they're just a staple now. These are great. They're great for travel. They're comfortable. My personal favorite about these is that there's no buttons, no straps, no zippers.
I love an elastic waistband.
Who doesn't love an elastic waistband? So you just pull them on and go. They have those utility pockets on the side, which make them feel like a cargo pants, but you can use them. Tons of sizing, lots of colors. Again, you can dress these up or down, wear them with a flat sandal.
You could do like a monochrome look with these lavenders.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not the style expert, Melissa, but.
Well, you're speaking my language because monochromatic clearly is one of my favorite things. So absolutely, I love that idea. And then you could put it with a heel also to dress it up for night.
Okay. I love the jewels, these little accessories. Yes. What are these?
So we wanted to pick something dainty and sort of wearable for every woman. So I love these. This is from the Benevolence collection. There's two different styles and these are 14 karat gold dipped. So if you're allergic to sometimes jewelry, these are hypoallergenic, which I love. Beautiful. You can wear these on their own. You can layer them with necklaces you already may have. You can wear them day to night, like dainty, pretty, beautiful, and just $18. Like you can't beat the prices.
Okay. And then finally, these bags, which are very different and cute.
Are these? So I love the silhouette of these bags. I feel like they're a beautiful, modern structure.
Can you go crossbody?
You can. So you can go either crossbody. It has a nice wide strap. But what I love too is that you can remove the straps. So if you wanted to take this sort of out at night, you can just hold your little bag on the side. It goes out at night. It comes in these really fun spring colorways.
And textures. I like the textures.
Yep, the natural fiber raffia. I love the pretty lattice. Mm-hmm. And the buttermilk yellow is like one of the colors of the spring. So really on trend, just $20, a really fun bag.
Okay, Melissa, this was fun. Thank you. If you want to purchase these items, you can scan the QR code or you could go to today.com/shopthislist. We want to mention today does earn a commission on purchases made from this segment, which today solely featured products available at Target. Carson.
Didn't know jewelry allergy was a thing, but thank you, Savannah. Appreciate it. Well, your life's about to get a whole lot easier. Vanessa Rossetto is here. We got a 5-day meal plan, not just a meal, but we're going to break it down. We got the shopping that you can do ahead of time. You're going to eat healthier. You might save some money, might save some time. Vanessa will break it down. But first, this is Today on NBC. All right, welcome back. Get ready, everybody. We're going to hook you up right here. This morning on Start Today, we're helping you meal plan, but do it like a pro. I know it's tempting just to order in every night or cook your own meals. That can have some big payoffs, but it also can hurt your wallet. It can hurt your health. So if you're ready to start, now is the perfect time. You just scan the QR code below. Vanessa Rossetto is here, registered dietitian, CEO of Kalina Health. We have brought in the absolute expert here to help us put together a great meal plan. Not just the meal plan, Vanessa, but the shopping list that goes along with it.
Yep.
Let's just start with like, How does meal planning start on like a Sunday night and you're thinking about your week and it's literally just every meal and you make the list? Is it that simple?
So I stand behind, I don't believe in meal prep. That's more meal prep. Okay. I believe in meal plan. So yeah.
What's the difference? That's a good distinction.
Right. So like what you just said, we're going to look on Sunday and we're going to make the same salad in the same containers and we're going to eat that all week.
Right.
That's just like, no one's going to do that.
Right.
No one wants to do that. So I say, hey, look at your schedule, decide where you're going to have the lunch out, where you're going to have the dinner out. And then from there, you're going to plan. And all you're going to do is make sure that you have proteins and vegetables and starches that are easily accessible. Some things we might pre-make so that when we come home late, we're not looking in the fridge being like, there's nothing here. I'm just going to order a pizza.
Right.
And then we are set up for success.
Some of the fun for some people who are foodies is kind of that meal spontaneity. But I guess what you're saying is if you've thought about it and at least you have the categories there,
right,
you can figure out in the moment, what do I feel like? I'm going to make salmon salad.
That's right. Except I also always make sure that I have this emergency protein, whatever that looks like.
Right.
So salmon.
What do you have
chicken.
Here? What are these essentials?
Yeah, these are the essentials, right? So we're going to do some Mediterranean focus. Okay. So like pistachios, this is 6 grams of complete protein per serving. So if you are vegan, vegetarian, this is an easy way for you to get a good amount of protein without having to have an animal source. So great. Now I did that. We're going to have.
And this you might buy. By pistachios because you may snack on them, yes. Or you may make a crust
that's
for a
right.
protein.
For a protein, you can just have them with maybe like an orange and, you know, in the shell, and that's a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. We also have beans here. That's also a good source of protein and fiber. And then different flavor things, right? So, you know, we're going to have our bell peppers. We're going to have lemon. We're going to have feta. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, tomatoes, garlic, because garlic goes in every single thing I make in shallots. And then I'll have fresh vegetables like salads and eggplant, et cetera. And then I always have frozen, right? Because, you know, you can put that in the microwave, you can put that in the oven. It's quick, fast, simple.
I remember when you were here last time, you were talking about fruits and vegetables and how people think they're too expensive, but like you can go to the dollar store and you can get. I remember you said
that. Yeah, for $1.25.
And like that's an option.
Totally.
And you can do that and should do that.
You should do that. Also, if you have fruits and vegetables that are going bad, you can also put them in the freezer in a plastic bag and then keep using them. So yeah, make your own frozen vegetable in your
freezer. So for the proteins, do you buy like a mass amount of chicken like this and then is that part of a prep situation that you might do?
Yeah, sometimes what I like to do is I like to buy them individually wrapped. So you can go to a grocery store and you can see like the chicken is in a bigger bag, mm-hmm. but it's already individual. So again, we're minimizing waste. Same thing with salmon. Some people are a little bit weirded out by fish the next day. So it's easy. Just get the steaks that you want to eat for that particular moment. And then, you know, these recipes are pretty quick and simple. So you can just recreate them.
I can't have salmon like the next day. If I cook it once, I don't care for it the next day.
Yeah.
But if I cook one steak for lunch, I'd cook a new one the next day.
That's right. Because it's already there. You defrost it in cold water for 20 minutes and the, you know, just slap on some olive oil and some pistachios in 18 minutes.
And so what are these five delicious concoctions here?
Yeah, so these are vegetarian forward, these are Mediterranean forward, and these are really simple. So, you know, here we have a veggie bowl here, right? And so hummus is going to be our protein, also quinoa. We have cherry tomatoes, we have zucchini, we have eggplant. Really simple. If you want to add another protein, you can add chicken, you can add salmon, but it's fine on its own.
Looks great.
Yeah. Here, same. We have another grain bowl, and then we've added pistachios on top and sweet potatoes. So added protein, but still is vegetarian forward. Mm-hmm. Then we have chicken. Super simple. This is an Italian lemon chicken with arugula. It has a lot of flavor, really like peppery and exciting. So simple. You can grill a bunch of chicken like the night before and just put it in your fridge and then pull it out because it's like a lunch salad.
I love these bowls. We have these. They're like blates. Yeah. They're like a bowl and a plate together.
Exactly. So they really deep and like and fun. And then here, this is my favorite salmon recipe. Because
there's the pistachio.
Yeah, it's pistachio. So we'll crush up pistachios. We'll do garlic, olive oil, mustard. We'll baste that on top of the pistachio and then we'll put the salmon and then we'll put the pistachios and then we'll bake it 350, 18 minutes.
I mean, these look delicious. These look they've been a restaurant.
Super easy.
What about meal planning or the idea of getting ahead as it pertains to kids for parents? Is there any advice you have?
Yeah. So I always say, like, ask the kids to go grocery shopping with you. What do you like? Let's pick out the snacks. Let's pick out the protein. What was something that we had last week that was really exciting? And then bring them into the kitchen and give them a job. Like, what's really easy? They can break apart kale. They can massage kale. They can open cans for you and, you know, rinse the beans. So simple things like that get them involved. And then they're more apt to eat the food.
They can break and massage kale. But they cannot eat kale.
No,
that's
no.
the problem.
Yeah. They'll be like, this is weird.
Vanessa, thank you so much. Good stuff here. You can find her meal planning guide by scanning that QR code or check out today.com/starttoday. It's all right there for you, though. We've got the recipes, we got the shopping list, you got the food, the ideas. Thanks, Vanessa. Appreciate it. Be sure to check that out.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.